Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Per capita meat supplies have shrunk. Supplies are tighter. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
I remember watching the eagle soar at 10 killer.
I remember roasting marshmallows over our campfire at Natural Falls.
I remember riding the dunes at Little Sahara.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember taking the RV to Red Rock Canyon.
I remember climbing to the top of Black Mesa.
I remember catching the biggest fish at Fort Cobb.
There's any number of ways to spend your time in an Oklahoma State Park, because from the pine forests of the southeast to the spectacular mesas of the Panhandle, from the lakes and forests of the northeast to the rugged mountains of the southwest, we've got over 70,000 acres of some of the most diverse terrain in the nation. And whether you stay in a lakeside lodge, secluded cabin, or campground, you'll find it's the perfect place to make memories of your own. For more information about Oklahoma State Parks, visit TravelOK.com.
I don't remember a better time ever.
Per capita consumption of red meat and poultry declined rather significantly in 2009 compared to 2008. Erica Rosa is a livestock market economist with the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. And she tells us that the decline was significant, especially for beef and for poultry.
Well, what we saw in 2009 was continued contraction in the cattle industry and the hog industry, as well as in the poultry, the broiler and the turkey sectors. As a result, the available supply of red meat and poultry per person on a retail weight basis actually declined in 2009. In fact, in 2009, we saw average consumption, estimated per capita consumption, about 210.5 pounds per person. Now, compared to 216 pounds in 2008, that was quite a large drop. In fact, we saw the largest year-to-year declines in total red meat and poultry available per person during the first half of the year, and then it somewhat moderated in the second half. Now, what we saw in 2009 was the largest year-to-year declines were seen in per capita beef consumption and per capita broiler consumption. With the pork side, what we saw was the slight decline in overall exports. Pork exports actually made up for the decline in supply. However, as we go into 2010, we're going to see continued year-to-year declines in the per capita consumption or per capita supplies available for beef and pork as those two industries continue to contract. In fact, total beef and pork production supplies available is expected to show a further year-to-year decline in 2010 relative to 2009.
And Erica Rosa tells us that we're talking about a drop. 2008, right at 216 pounds. 2009, right at 210 pounds of total meat and consumption. That's red meat and poultry total. And then another couple of pounds off, it looks like now is their projection for 2010. Down to around 208 pounds consumed per person in these United States.
Now, if realized, that 208 pounds per person will be the smallest consumed since 1993. Of interest, though, a key point is on the beef side, beef consumption probably be below 60 pounds per person in 2010. And that would be the first time we have seen levels that low since the late 1950s.
Erica Rosa of the Livestock Market Information Center saying that this is actually an indicator with the tight supplies that are out there domestically, that if we should see some recovery in the domestic economy, that could bode well for price pressure to the upside on cash cattle and feeder cattle prices. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, it'll be here before you know it. The OBI All Breed Performance Tested Bull Sale happening Thursday, March 25th at 12 noon at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater. They'll have 138 performance tested bulls on sale, 107 Angus, 13 Hereford, 10 Maine Anjouan, 8 Simmental. For more information, contact the OBI office at 405-744-9287 or check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction button for the OBI sale information. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.